Hey everyone, it's your girl Breenie Lee and welcome to the Pep Talk podcast where we have real, raw, relatable conversations with the pep talk you need.
You have the power to create your future with the choices that you make today.
What do you bring to the table? Baby, I am the table. Love yourself a little bit more than that, ladies. Come on.
Dust settles, queens don't. And don't forget, know your worth and then add tax.
Period.
Older I get, the more I realize that this world is governed by fear. And some of you probably won't agree with this, but I have not sat down to watch the news in over 7 years. It's like, I don't want to hear about what husband killed his wife and his 5 kids. I don't want to hear about what Donald Trump is up to. Like, I have enough anxiety focusing on my own life. Like, I just personally don't know how some of you sit down and continuously feed your soul. And I'm not against keeping up to date with what's going on. I am not ignorant to what's happening around, but I'm not going to search for stories. Like, some of you guys search for horror stories. Sometimes you seek to be afraid. Like, I'm not that person. Yeah, I even remember back in December, my mum picked me up from the airport. I just come back from Turkey and I was out there with a friend. However, I was spending most of my time going around places on my own. And I came back and I told my mum that I had met this guy over there who's a lawyer and things like that. Just like meeting different people. And I was just explaining to her. And then she proceeds to tell me about a story of a girl, a young girl that went traveling. She met this guy and on the second date, he ended up killing her. And she asked me, would you ever go traveling by yourself? In which I replied, absolutely. And I proceeded to tell her that every horror story you hear, there's 10,000 other stories that you do not hear of because nothing happened. Nothing bad happened, right? And do not misconstrue what I'm saying. I'm absolutely telling you to guys to be vigilant. Do not be stupid and be wise when you're going out places. However, there's a beautiful world out there and a lot of us don't actually explore it because of fear. And the funny thing is the thought of what if scares us more than the actual thing that we want to do. Like, we literally have a fear of fear. Right? It's like, what if I fail? What if I look stupid? What if things don't go to plan? What if I'm rejected? What if I choke? What if I embarrass myself? What if, what if, what if? Fear. But faith, on the other hand, says, what if I win? What if I achieve? What if I am accepted? What if this actually happens for me? What if it actually works out? And I hear some of you guys saying, but what if it doesn't? Well, what if it does? What if it does, ladies and gentlemen? What if it does? And one of the slogans that I live for is, when nothing is certain, anything is possible. And really, the only way to conquer if is to do. Feel the fear and do it anyway. Like, really feel it. Really sit with that. Don't try and escape it. Feel the fear that you are making up in your mind that is an absolute fact of what will actually happen. Feel that fear, but go ahead anyway. But do it anyway. The emotion and the feeling of fear does not have to stop you unless you want it to. And I know this to be true. Fear says danger, danger, danger when there is none. Fear, false evidence appearing real. False evidence appearing real. You've worked up in your mind so much that it's actually become real to you. It's actually become a fact. And it's like, everything that I've ever wanted to do that I've been afraid of doing, once I've actually done it, I've had to sit back and think, is that it? Is that what I was afraid of? Is that really what kept me up at night? You guys have to understand, this is something that I learned in 2015. There's a difference between fear and actual danger. But just because you feel afraid does not mean there's actual danger there. So back in 2015, my mum and my sister and my niece were going to Mexico. And so at the time they was going, news was saying that there's going to be a massive hurricane in Mexico, one that they've never seen before. Like, the news were exaggerating, like they were going in, right? And so my mum watched the news and she watched the news and she watched the news, and she was in two minds about going, but she had already paid, planned and packed her suitcase. And everybody was saying, it's fine, don't worry, just go, blah blah blah. The airline was saying, it's safe, it's fine, no worries. And so the night before they were supposed to travel, I was awoken to my mum screaming, we're gonna die, I'm bringing my family out here to die. Like, my mum was hysterical, and like, me and my grandma came rushing in and we like prayed for her, calmed her down, and she was okay. So long story short, they went on holiday, they enjoyed their trip. She didn't lose her life, but she lost her suitcase. life suitcase. She was very upset. Even though I knew they were going to be fine, like, her fear and her anxiety was literally rubbing off on me. And in that moment, I decided, like, I'm not going to fear nothing. Just because you feel it does not mean it's real. Fear is a liar. Fear is deceptive. But granted, there were people that actually cancelled their flight. Could you imagine their faces sitting here in cold England and realizing that the hurricane that they forecast actually didn't even do anything? It just passed over. Could you imagine them sitting at home realizing that the news got it wrong? And I personally believe that regret will hurt more than fear ever could. So I don't know about you guys, but I've made up my mind this year that I'm letting nothing stop me from doing the things that I want to do, that I want to achieve. Whether I am afraid or not, whether I am nervous or not, whether I think there's a possibility of me failing or not, mark my words, I'm going to do every single thing I've set my mind to do this year, and nothing will be impossible for me. If I can't do something, then I'll find someone that can. Where there is a will, there is a way. My mum's favorite saying, wherever there is a will to do something, a way will be made. Where there is no will, excuses will be made. And we ain't doing no excuses this year. And I'm letting none of you guys off the hook. No excuse. I don't want to hear nada. Question: how long are you guys gonna let fear stop you from doing the things you really want to do in this life? How long are you going to allow fear to limit you, to make you mediocre, to make you feel small? Devil is a liar. Enough is enough. Repeat after me. Enough is enough. You have enough to do enough. The Bible says if you have faith as small as a mustard seed, you can say to that mountain, move, and it will be moved. Can you imagine? And here's the trick, though. People seem to think that you have to have bucket loads of faith to do great things. People seem to think that you have to have big balls. Like, faith is not say it 100 times until you believe it. No, faith is you believe it. You just have to believe. You just have to do it. No one can give you faith. You just have to do it. Faith is a doing word. But people say, Brini, I just don't believe it. I just don't believe that it's possible for me. Whether you think you can or you think you can't, you are right. The scary thing is that you will be stuck in the same place next year if you do not believe in yourself. If you do not believe that something other than what you're dealing with right now is possible, you will stay stuck. Doubt, fear keeps you stuck. Faith keeps you moving. And remember what I said, you only need a little bit. You entertain the thought of it being possible. That's a faith start. That's a good start. Like, you shouldn't be scared of having faith. Fear has killed more dreams than faith could ever. Faith has materialized more dreams than fear could ever. Period. Let me ask you a question. Did you ever hear about the guy that wanted to invent the light bulb but let fear stop him? Yeah, me neither. You never hear about anybody that was going to, that wanted to, that was fixing to do, as my Americans would say. I was finna start that business. I was finna take that job. I was finna marry that man. I was finna. First of all, finna is not a word, okay? However, nobody cares. Like, nobody cares about what you were thinking about doing. People only care about what's being done. And I'm sorry, this is tough love. Love tells you the truth. Nobody gives a rat's ass about what you was fixing to do or what you was thinking about doing. It's like, I literally laugh when someone says that person stole my idea. No, they didn't. You didn't even materialize the idea. You didn't even start it. Nobody stole anything from you. You stole it from yourself. You allowed fear to steal it from you. That's got to burn. And I really believe that ideas float around in the atmosphere, waiting to land on someone. And it says, materialize me, manifest me. It knocks on people's doors. Manifest me. Hello, hello, I'm a really good idea. I'm knocking, materialize me. And then when you don't, it flies away to someone else. And you have to understand, for every idea that there is out there was someone that did not have the courage to do it. I read this the other day. For every idea, only one in 60 actually actualize it. For example, my sister had this idea probably some 10 years ago about starting a shop that sells American breakfast. Obviously over here we're backwards, so we don't have things that America has. So she wants to do like an American cereal diner basically. And it's funny because about 2 years ago I saw one was open in Shoreditch, and I told her like, this is like, and she was like, yeah, I know, I saw it. And then my mum even had like some 15 years ago, she had an idea for, I think it was either like hosiery or tights. And whenever she sees it out, she's always like, oh yeah, I had that idea back when. So I guess what I'm trying to do is to provoke some of you who take ideas, that take things for granted, to wake the hell up. I am manifesting every single idea and everything that I set out to do this year. I am manifesting every single bit of it. Some of you guys need to go and buy that domain name for that business idea that you've been sitting on for yonks. Some of you need to open up an Instagram account with that idea. Some of you need to start a YouTube channel. Just do it. And don't tell me you can't afford it. Instagram is free. YouTube is free. A domain name will probably cost you around £6. There's really no excuse. And like I said, this is tough love. Like, I'm telling you guys this because I love you enough to hold you accountable. I don't know about you guys, but do you know what I feel like? I feel like Mario Kart. You know, in the game, and he's like going forward and he's like collecting every coin. That's literally how I feel this year. Like, and I'm gonna be swerving like boom, 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 boom. Got it. That is how my year is gonna be, and I claim it in Jesus' name. Not leaving any money on the table, because enough is enough. I'm tired of being mediocre. I'm tired of holding myself back. And you? Fear is not real. It's not real. Whatever you do with this information is totally and will always be up to you.
Well, thank you for listening to this episode of the Pep Talk podcast. It would mean so much to me if you can leave a review, rate this episode, and I will see you in the next one. Stay fabulous, ladies.